This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will begin at 8 a.m. today. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centers across the 38 districts of Bihar. The polling for assembly elections for 243 constituencies was held in two phases on the 6th and 11th of November. In this election, Bihar recorded the highest ever polling percentage of 67.13 since 1951. The electronic voting machines, EVMs, in which the electoral fortune of all 2,616 candidates have been sealed, are kept under tight security in strong rooms. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, Vinod Singh Gunjyal said, elaborate security arrangements are in place at all the counting centers.
The votes will be counted at 46 counting centers across the 38 district of Bihar, where the polling for 243 assembly constituencies were held. EVMs and VVPATs have been sealed inside under a three-layer security system. The counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is undergoing a transformation to become Viksit Bharat by 2047 and added that the diaspora is also an integral part of this development journey. Addressing the members of the Indian community in Botswana yesterday, she said that their achievements are India's pride, that their success raises India's stature. She urged the community to keep contributing to India-Botswana relations. She called the diaspora a living bridge of friendship between the two countries and applauded the 10,000-strong Indian community in Botswana for their contribution to economic growth and employment generation in the country. The Association of All Indian Universities, that is AIU, has suspended Al Falah University's membership, citing lack of good standing. Issuing a letter to the university, the association said that, as per media reports, it has come to notice that Al Falah University does not appear to be in good standing. The decision came at a time when Al Falah University is under scrutiny amid an ongoing Delhi Blast investigation. Earlier, the National Assessment and Accreditation Council, NAAC, also issued a show cause notice to Al Falah University in Faridabad for displaying false accreditation on its website. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday said that all those responsible for the Delhi car blast incident will be given strict punishment. He said that the punishment for the culprits of the incident will send a message to the world that no terrorist should even dare to think of committing such an act in India. Inaugurating the Motibhai R. Chaudhary Sagar Sainik School and the Sagar Organic Plant in Gujarat virtually, Mr. Shah expressed deep condolences to the families of those who lost their lives in the blast. Exercise Trishul, one of India's largest tri-service military operations, has concluded at Madhavpur Beach, Porbandar in Gujarat. The two-week-long exercise focused on joint amphibious operations, coastal defense and integrated air-land-sea responses to emerging maritime threats. During the exercise, the Indian Army, Navy and Air Force demonstrated seamless interoperability and rapid deployment capabilities under realistic combat conditions. The exercise aimed to validate and synchronize operation procedures across the three services, enabling joint, effect-based operations in multi-domain environments. The Ministry of Defense has inked an agreement with Bharat Dynamics Limited for the procurement of Invar anti-tank missiles worth over 2,095 crore rupees to enhance lethality of T-90 tanks. The ministry said that procurement underscores the government's efforts to meet the operational requirements of the Indian Army by leveraging the existing expertise of defense public sector undertakings. It is also aimed at developing niche technologies by domestic industries in line with the vision of achieving Atmanirbharta in defense. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala and Mahe today. The weather agency said that cold wave to severe cold wave conditions will prevail over Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh till the 16th of this month. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the first test at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata from today. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.